Amen. I just put my clock to show me 2 minutes. It's quite hard, 2 minutes, yes, to be in silence. And I was thinking when I thought about this, just think about heaven. In Revelation chapter 8, it says that there it was half an hour silent. We stood 2 minutes and it was quite long. But in heaven, where all the angels are praising God all the time, it was half an hour quiet, half an hour silent. And that was just for you and for me. Just a little gleam of heaven. I would like to read this evening in Genesis chapter. I want to thank you for taking this time of being silent 2 minutes. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to verse 13. I think I'll be reading here. Genesis chapter 3, it is on the page 4. We can find very easy, very quickly. It says here, "And they heard the voice of Jehovah Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And man and his wife hide themselves from the presence of Jehovah Elohim in the midst of the trees of the garden. And Jehovah Elohim called the man and said to him, 'Where art thou?' And he said, 'I heard thy voice and in the garden, and I feared because I am naked. And I hide myself.' And he said, 'Who told thee that thou art naked? Hast thou eaten from the tree of which I commanded thee not to eat?' And man said, 'The woman whom thou hast given to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate.' And Jehovah Elohim said to the woman, 'What is this thou hast done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me and I ate.'" Another scripture that I want to read will be a few scriptures that I want to read this evening. You know, I'm not the one that I read in many scriptures, but this evening it might be special. And I want to read from Deuteronomy. That's Deuteronomy chapter 31. It is on the page 273. It says in chapter 31 and verse 6, God speaks to Israel. 273. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. "I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Fear them not, neither be afraid of them. For Jehovah thy God, he is that goes before thee. He will not leave thee, nor forsaken thee." Another scripture that I want to read, it is in Hebrew. This time it is in the New Testament. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. It is on the page 1448. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. And here it says, "Since therefore the children partake of blood and flesh, he also in like manner took part in the same, that through death he might annul him who has the might of death, that is the devil, and might set free all those who through fear of death through the whole of their life were subject to the bondage." And another scripture, it will be in Luke chapter 12, verse 32. It is on the page 1243. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. It says, "Fear not, little flock, for it has been the good pleasure of your father to give you the kingdom. And I might read in another part. One, it is in Matthew 28, verse 10. Let's see here. On the page 1190. Matthew chapter 28, verse 10. Then Jesus said to them, "Fear not. Go bring word to my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me." Why I've read all this? I could read another 366 scriptures that shows and speaks about the fear not. Fear not. I just did a research in the scripture. You know, you have the electronic Bible, and you just put the word over there, and then it gives you all the scriptures with that word that you can put. Love, hate, whatever you want to put over there. And if you put in that scripture the word fear not, it is 365 times in the scripture. Why God allowed to be written in the scripture 365 times? Fear not. How many days are in 1 year? Apart the leap year, yeah? Maybe that day we can be a little bit afraid. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Well, you might ask me why I choose this subject. It is because, as I read in the beginning, and as we know, from the beginning, man wasn't afraid of God. And man met with God every single morning in the Garden of Eden. Isn't it? We can understand that from the scripture that it says that God went in the cool of the day to meet Adam and Eve. And this time, after the fall. After the fall. Before the fall, man wasn't afraid. So fear, it is something that came because of the fall. Fear appear only after the fall. This means that we inherit this, the Adam nature, yes, the old nature that we say, the old flesh, from Adam. And how can we say? Everyone has his own fear. Is that so? Some people now might be more strong and courageous, and they might walk on ice or something like that. But some people, they are afraid that the ice doesn't hold them and they might sink in the water. Some people are afraid of snakes. I don't know. I met quite a few snakes. I can't say I'm very much afraid, but I'm not a fan of snakes. But some people are afraid of snakes. Some people are afraid of mouses. And if a mouse goes, you can hear them screaming and jumping. It's like the mouse is scared of them, they are scared of the mouse. Some people are afraid of snails. Everyone has his own fear. What do you fear most? Some people are afraid of death. Some people are afraid of the eternity. They don't know what is on the other side. Maybe you are like me and you met some people who didn't want to hear the gospel, because in Romania, when I wanted to give some Bibles to some people, Orthodox people, they said, no, that's a holy book. Well, the priest said to don't touch, because if we touch that book, we get under the judgment of God. They were afraid to take the Bible.
They didn't want to touch the Bible, even though it was offered free. They were afraid. Why were they afraid?
It is because of our sinful nature. Because of our sinful nature. Here, in this scripture, in Genesis, it says that man realized that he is naked. And God said, who told you that you are naked? When man was afraid, when he made a gap between him and God, when we are not with God, we are starting to be afraid. When we are not with God, we are starting to be afraid. When God approached Adam and started to speak with him, he started to confess his sin. And he said, I was hiding because I was afraid. Why have you been afraid? Because I was naked. Who told you you are naked? Did you eat from that tree? Yes, my wife gave me. And the wife said, the serpent deceived me. When we are deceived by some information, you know, it was all this pandemic. I don't want to go too much in this. People were afraid so much, wearing masks, 2 meters apart, and so many other stuff. Just after the COVID restriction went up, I was in underground in London, and by mistake I was eating, I was chewing something, and I choked myself, and I start to cough normally. And people I saw, they start to go away from me, thought that I have COVID. Don't cough in underground. You will be alone. Well, just unless you want to have a seat. But people are afraid. Oh, they give you that look. He cough. No, I don't want to stay close to him. Why are you afraid? Well, I will get COVID. No problem. Well, then you'll die. Well, I will die and no problem. I'll go to be with the Lord. Are you afraid because you don't know where you are going, if you are going to die? That's the end of fear. People don't know where they are going to die. After they die, sorry. They don't know where they are going. And that's why they are afraid. I know a brother from Romania. He was very poor, but nice, wonderful, and hearted brother. He went to the a place where the lepers were. We have a special place where Romanian people, they put the lepers. And he went down there in that valley and he spoke with them. He praised God with them. He preached the gospel. And when he came home, his wife took his clothes and washed very much. And some of them, she threw it away. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't afraid. He went to the leper. He spoke with them. Why? When I told him, I said, my dear brother, because he told me want to go there. I was a bit afraid, but then I decided to go there. I don't know why I haven't been. When I told him, aren't you afraid? Daniel, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die preaching the gospel. I'm in a mission. God will take me from the mission. What is much, much, much wonderful dying in the mission than to die on the bed? Much better to die in the mission. He wasn't afraid. I learned so much from that. I remember, I think I told you a little from time to time, when the revolution came in Romania. We were one Tuesday evening for Bible study, youth Bible study, and I was engaged there, and a young chap came and he said, they are shooting us, they are shooting us, they will kill us. And he was so trembling. You could see on his face how afraid he was. Daniel, what are we going to do? And I look at him and I said, we are going to do the same thing that we've done so far. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's the revelation now. It's the apocalyptic coming now. I said, no, we are going to praise God and to pray for those who are shooting us. But you know, I wasn't so brave, because when I went in Bucharest and I heard the bullets on my right and on my left, I tried to avoid some of them, even though you wouldn't see them, but you could hear the noise that they are making. And one of the brothers from Bucharest church, he said, "Daniel, don't try to avoid them, because you are going to hit one of them. Let God to protect you." And when he quoted Psalm 91, I wasn't afraid anymore. You know what David said in Psalm 56, verse 3? "When I am afraid, I trust in you. When I am afraid, I trust in you." What are you afraid of? Trust in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. It's not wrong to be afraid, to start to be afraid, but don't let the fear to overcome your faith. You need to overcome your fear with the faith. Believe and trust in the Lord. Don't be afraid. Look what he says here. Hebrew. I like so much Hebrew. Chapter 2. Verse 15. It speaks about Lord Jesus Christ. "Since therefore the children partake of the blood and flesh, he, it means Lord Jesus Christ, also in like manner took part in the same. Because he had to conquer the grave. He had to conquer death. And he says here, "and might set free all those who through fear of death, through the whole of their life, were subject of the bondage." My dear friend, don't live in the bondage. Don't live in the bondage. Free yourself. "I can't do that, Daniel." Yes, you can. You just come to Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Lord Jesus Christ. Just think that, well, what comes in my mind now, it is another preaching. It is from Matthew chapter 14. We have a nice, great, wonderful image over there. Lord Jesus Christ told to the disciples, "Take the boat, go on the other side. I'm going to stay a little while with the crowd to dismiss them." He wanted to look after each and everyone, even after the children. You know, he loved children very much. And while he was dismissing the crowd, it became night. And he went in the mountain to pray, because he had to have fellowship with his Father. And by the morning, around 4 hours, he says, and when I look in the Hebrew hours, at that time, it means that around 3-4 o'clock in the morning. They were in the middle of the sea. I was there once, but it wasn't that storm like in that time. And they tried to go on the other side as Lord Jesus. They tried to be obedient, because Lord Jesus just told them, "Go on the other side." You might try to be obedient, but the wave were against them, because they were big waves and moving that boat. Yes. The rain was coming, because it was storm. The rain was coming and was against them. The wind, it says that it was against them. Three big things, but not only that. They were unseen things. And don't think about the spirits and other things. Just think that they were very tired after all whole day they stood with Lord Jesus Christ, with the crowd, serving and helping Lord Jesus Christ. They were very tired. And then to go and row the boat against that wave, they were tired. And Lord Jesus Christ, when the boat was in that big mess, he just walked like on the hard ground. And when they saw, I was thinking, why and how they could see Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we know that Lord Jesus had a white robe. And in that dark time, because to calm the rain, it should be the clouds. The moon wasn't shining. His robe was brightening over there. They thought it is a ghost. When you are tired, when you have waves against you, when you have the rain against you, when you have the wind against you, you might not see clearly. You might think, wow, this is a ghost. This is one apparition. Don't think like that. Speak with Lord Jesus Christ. Because Lord Jesus says, be of good courage. Don't be afraid. It is I. And you know what happened? Peter, he recognized his voice, but he couldn't figure out his face because it was dark. It was storm. And he said, if it is you, just command me to come to you. He could just jump and go, but he wanted to make sure it is Lord Jesus Christ. It's his master. Speak with Lord Jesus Christ in your storm. Speak with Lord Jesus Christ. But notice something. He wasn't in a boat. Lord Jesus wasn't in a boat. And when you don't have Lord Jesus Christ in your boat, storm can come against your life. He jumped over. He started to walk. Because he says, walking towards Lord Jesus Christ, he started to sink. And I was just looking last week. And just realized he started to sink. He didn't sink suddenly. Normally, every one of you, I think that you were somewhere in the water. If you jump over the boat, you just sink straight away. But no, Peter was starting to sink. This tells me something. You are not sinking quickly. You are going slowly, slowly down. Just pay attention to your life. Pay attention to your life. And why was that? Because he looked to the waves instead to look to Lord Jesus Christ. He says that when he saw the waves so high, he was frightened. Don't let the fear to overcome your faith. Lord Jesus Christ came to take the fear away. Don't be afraid even of death. And Lord Jesus Christ just stretched. Good thing for Peter said, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. He knew it is the Lord. And he knew, he trusts the Lord that he can save him. And Lord Jesus Christ just stretched his hand and took him. Oh, little of faith. Why did you doubt? Are you doubting in your life? Do you have any fear? You might be afraid that you are not going to pass some exams. You might be afraid. It is good to be afraid of God. But don't be afraid of this life. Don't be afraid of people. Some Christians, they are afraid of people. Lord Jesus Christ took Peter and went in the boat. And what was happened? It says that the storm died. The storm died. Once you take Lord Jesus Christ in your life, in your boat, the storm will be finished. The wind will die. The rain will stop. And it will be silent. Did you make that decision? Do you have Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? Have you took him in your boat? Is he the one that is the captain of your boat? Make him your captain. Take him. He came from heaven. Special, my dear brother. I don't have enough time because the time it is already passed for me. I don't have enough time to go to all the scriptures that I read. Don't be afraid. Take Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. He died. we had a meeting yesterday. Yes, yesterday we had a meeting yesterday just with the neighbor across the street in London where we live, and somebody came and said, "I spoke with my auntie before she died. She's from Scotland. Adrian knows Kelly, and she said my auntie died in my arms, and I asked her, 'Are you afraid to die?' And she said, I'm ready to go to Lord Jesus Christ." She wasn't afraid. Are you afraid?
What is your fear?
Come to Lord Jesus Christ with all your fears. Just think about that. Lord Jesus Christ died on that cross. He died on that cross for you and for me. He went in the tomb. And then he conquered the grave. He rose again the third day.
And Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm not going to read anymore. In John chapter 14, he says, because I live, you shall live also. For me, these are like it is written with a stone in my heart. These words of Lord Jesus Christ, I heard when I was a little one, and when Lord Jesus Christ, when a preacher preached about this and said, Lord Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. Mohammed is dead. Many other, Buddha is dead. Many other preachers are dead. Lord Jesus Christ is alive. He conquered the grave. He rose the third day. Will you put your trust in him? Will you let him to come in your boat?
He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just the last verse. It just came in my mind. And I can't go without reading this. It is so wonderful. I think it is in 1 John chapter 4. Yes. 1 John. Open with me, please. It is on the page. It is on the page 1482. And then I promise I will finish. Well, I'll try to go to the finish. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has torment, and he that fear has not been made perfect in love. Did you hear that? I'll read again. Just the first part. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. I think this works both ways. And I said, I don't read anything because I don't want to lie. It works both ways. When you love Lord Jesus Christ, because the last part of this verse, he says, we love him because he loved us first. Mm-hmm. We love him because he loves you. That way works towards you. Will you love him? And because the perfect love cast away the fear. Cast away the fear. Mm-hmm. You won't have any fear once you start to love Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friend, don't live for tomorrow. Don't let for tomorrow anything. We don't know what tomorrow holds. You see, there are many things happening in the world. I don't want to preach a scary gospel, but we need to be aware. All the pandemic, it is finished now. Another thing is coming. The war over there. If you watch the news, I don't agree that you shall watch the news. But I spoke last night with a Ukrainian pastor who lives here in London, and he is from Mariupol, a big town that it was destroyed. Literally destroyed all the town. It is a big mess over there. And he said, Brother Daniel, I'm going in Chernovtsi, that's another town, much close to Romania. And then next week I'm going to my town, to my city, Mariupol. And I have some Ukrainian trucks to give it to him. And he said, would you spare some for me? Because he want to give there. He said, I'm a little bit afraid, but I want to go there. Do you know how it's there? People are dying. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for Lord Jesus Christ? The sign of rapture, it is here. Mm-hmm. One after another. We don't know when Lord Jesus Christ. It says that when you see these things, just lift your eyes to heaven, because the rapture, it is nearly there. May God help us to be ready, and don't be afraid, but love Lord Jesus Christ, because the perfect love casts out the fear. May God help us for his name's sake. Amen. Amen. Amen.